Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going down, people? It's your boy Brooklyn Black, and it is Friday, March 23rd, 2010. Big birthday shout out to my uncle. Happy birthday, Shorty Doo-Wop, holding it down in VA, doing the things that you do. But it's pregame radio, 347-857-4302. You already know what it is. We got new Black Hoodie fan music going down tonight. We got brand new Persia music going down. It's already eating up YouTube and all that good stuff. So definitely check me out. 347-857-4302. You know how we do here, throwbacks and all that good stuff. Big shout out to Venus and Kenny holding it down in Jersey. We're doing the damn thing. And we'll be right back. It's pregame radio. Hit me up.
Yeah.
You said.
Same team
scenes in the video. Monotonous material, y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang, I taste like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and rope. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a Beamer, a necklace or freedom. Sisters like me don't play, hey, I just stay awake. It's real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Never holding out.
Street dreams, you're made of these.
Yeah, nigga, what?
Oh,
what
is this,
boy? What?
Yo,
what?
Yo,
come on, let's get
laid
in.
Look, we on the back right now. Yo, we gotta get up out of here.
Man. Come on, nigga, come on.
Yo, come on, run, yo.
Yo, watch out, man. Yo, watch out,
wait, nigga. Yo. Yo, son, hold on.
Yo, I twisted that kid, right?
Yo,
come on, though.
Shit. Yo, we gotta get up out of here, yo.
You think somebody peeped that?
Yo, hell yeah. I'm saying, yo, as long as we get rid of the heat, yo.
Fuck that.
Get rid of that heat, yo. Cash gotta stop.
Yeah, come on, I threw that shit.
Gotta bounce, yo. Let's bounce.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. And hearing that, like, I'm in my Nas thing now, so I may get into another Nas a little bit later and all. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. I may even give something away, but it ain't going to be easy, so definitely pay attention during the show, and I'll let you guys know when exactly it's time to get something away and exactly how you can obtain it, you know what I mean? And you already know any requests, shout-outs y'all want to do, hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, Facebook. If you guys listen to the computer, there is a chat room which is open. Just scroll down. Tell me what you want to hit. All right. Big shout out to Mississippi. Big shout out to the homie Dirty Mouth doing the damn thing. And as a matter of fact, before we start getting to the Trayvon Martin thing, because I already see phone lines starting to get a little heat. You know, people want to chime in on it and everything like that. But I still want to kind of ease it out a little bit. You know, get you guys ready for it. But I ain't gonna do all that. But I got another now track I'm getting into, Moment of Silence. So during this track, just, you know, say a prayer or something just to hold a term of endearment. Tonight's show dedicated to one and only Trayvon Martin. Going too soon, mission homie. We'll be right back.
This is just a moment dedicated to my mother, my grandmother, my father, all my niggas in the pen, all my niggas that died in the struggle. Love y'all.
Can we please have a moment of silence?
That's for my niggas doing years of confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the reaper came to get them.
Can we please pour out some liquor?
Symbolizing this, take your time and to consider that. Though our love ain't here, the love is here. And we gon' rep, steal, slug, kill us here. This for my dog, stuck in the struggle, trying to gain. Smoking trauma, sipping rhyme, while selling cocaine. Trapped in a game, not knowing how to stop and get by. Delivered alive, so instead they live it to die.
Can we please have a moment of peace?
For every G that fell for a flag in the streets, blood in the thuggin', folkin' and lokin', grippin' and creepin', Latin the kingin', or just for poor righteous teach.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing.
And can we have another moment of silence? For brothers who die from black-on-black violence, from here to the dark continent where rebels sell diamonds to clients all through the world, got little black girls dying.
And can we please pour some more liquor?
For Will, Mokeem, Ball, Pappy, my niggas, here's another warrior song from Nasty and Quan. It's to him I pass the baton to carry the song. Streets disciples, salute to those who gone with bullets. And I promise to rhyme and Quan, I'll rep this life to the fullest.
And can we please have a moment of truth?
For soldiers and troops away with helmets and boots, and families back home that pray they make it home safe, hoping they don't get hit by a stray or missiles. This is just a moment to let y'all all know that we miss you, mommy. I'm still here, wishing I was there with you.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home.
And can we please have a moment to mourn? For Pac, Biggie, and Pun, cause through us they live on. Jim Master J, Freaky Ty, and Aaliyah. Big L and Left Eye, when we die, we hope to see ya.
Can we please have a moment for children?
Who got raped and murdered or trapped in the system? Who never knew their father, never learned his dream, but was got about drug dealers, killers, and crack fiends? For single mothers that's forced to play mom and dad, busting the ass to give a kid shit she never had. For my niggas in the pen, hoping rhymes to get them signed. So when least they can say bye to a life of crime. For every mother that held a son in the street bleeding, crying a song of sorrow too dark and deep for speaking. Just a moment outside the day-to-day struggle to let the ones we really care about know that we love them.
As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home.
Yo, to my baby brother Tex, we know you as Lil Dex, nigga. In the feds, big bro holding it down for you, boy. Just come home. I love you, my nigga. I do this for you and me. When I shine, you shine. And most important to my sister Tia, out there in Iraq, just know that we got the baby. My nephew is gonna be fine. Put my life and my blood on that. We love y'all.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. You already know what's going down. We're talking the whole Trayvon Martin case. How come this George Zimmerman dude has not, you know, why is he still chilling at home? Yeah, he may not be able to go nowhere, go travel or whatever, but let's just say if Trayvon Martin was Clayton Bosworth from Hollywood, Florida, and he was shot in a black neighborhood by Jerome Johnson would have been in the jail right after he called 911. We know this. You know, we all know this. We know what's going down. But that's right now, since it's going down in Florida, anyone who knows people in the South or has been to the South, you guys know people in the South, they really love that Second Amendment. You know, they love that right that they have to bear arms, and which is understandable. You know, you want to protect your stuff. Protect your family, yourself, and all that good stuff. Understandable, but even if you guys listen to the 911 tapes, obviously do not follow the kid, do not pursue, and he just kept going and racial slur this, coon that, and ended up killing the kid, and all the kid had on him was a cell phone, some Skittles, and a sweet tea. You know, but we gotta look at it from a different scope, a bigger scope, all right? Because right before, and those who are friends with me on Facebook or subscribe to my Facebook page, you guys see I put one up, this picture of Emmett Till and a picture of Trayvon Martin, and the span between those two is about a good 50 to 60 years. Please don't quote me on the time frame, but you know, it's pretty much the same thing: black boy killed by white men, and pretty much what happened. And also, big shout out to Baltimore Sun. He stated a real big point to me the other day. We rally for causes and we cry for a call to action. Nothing happens. You know, or, you know, we cry for a call to action, then after some time, once things dwindle down and things die over, or a rapper or a singer has a baby, or some girl who's famous for no reason ends up getting married, we forget. You know, we leave that cause, and then we're on the other bandwagon, such. So, and with this Trayvon Martin case, if you guys are signing the petition, which is great, definitely sign it up, change.org. I've signed it twice. go there and sign the petition. But if you're really rallying up towards this cause, then be part of it. You know, don't let this cause, don't let what happened to this kid just fade away with what's going on in Hollywood or anything like that, you know, because, hell, remember Troy Davis? You know, yeah, he died, and he was put to death in our petitions and everything. It kind of seemed like it went unheard, but it kind of let the world know that even though we do X, Y, Z over here in America, we can still band together and, you know, put petty bullshit aside and come together for a cause. You know, so that's definitely what it is. 347-857-4302. We're going to get more on it. And also, mutual friends in a relationship. For those who don't understand what that is, guy and girl are together. You know, you got, you know, make friends. You know, single friends, friends that are couples, friends that are married, you know, whatever. The relationship, you know, goes south. You know, it happens. You know, relationship's over, but now you have those friends who are friends with the couple, but now the couple has broken apart. Do you pick sides? Do you still remain friends with both of them? How, you know, what's ways to deal with that? We're going to get into that also later on. Like I said, I still got music from Black Hoodie Fan, music to Persia. Big shout out to Persia. She goes, you know, I could holler, hit her on Twitter and like, hey, what's good? I need X, Y, Z, and she makes sure it's set. She supports me. We support her here at Pregame Radio. And don't worry, we in the works. We're going to get up on here real soon. So like I said, big shout out to Persia. Big shout out to Nat Burner also in PA. We got a whole bunch of shout-outs and people who support us, who rock with Pregame Radio. Also, going down, Fred DeGaza's performing April 2nd. Deuce to Privilege repping GS Media will be there, among others. Maybach Music Group, Brooklyn Black will definitely be in the building, so definitely keep it tuned. Also, Brooklyn Black will be with indie rock band Ellis Ashbrook holding it down at the Space Palace, going down next Friday, the 30th, 846 Myrtle Ave in Brooklyn. And since I will be there, you guys wonder, what are you going to do about Pregame Radio? Pregame Radio will start its new season of Ladies Night. All right? So those who have been keeping up, you already know, Ab, Lady Steel, Tasha B, they've held it down for two seasons for Ladies Night, you know. So now I think just for one season, I'm bringing in new blood. I'm calling in new ones. All right? And some they've been on the show before, they haven't. So to see what these ladies bring about to the show next Friday is definitely going to be epic, so to say. All right, so definitely stay tuned. Follow the show on Twitter, pregame_radio. The Facebook group for Pregame Radio, because that's where all of the up-to-the-date updates as far as Ladies Night and other shows being added will be posted. Also, this Monday, it is the return of Real Talk with Lucky Me, presented by Pregame Radio, Monday, 7 p.m. right here at Pregame Radio. Y'all know the number already, 347-857-4302. But I'm going to get to some Debbie Mouth. This is Negro Yes off of his project. So definitely check it out. Check the man out. He's all over the place, Facebook and everything like that. So definitely listen in. This is what he got to say. Once again, this is Negro Yes on Pregame Radio. Shout out to DEPGD. All right, and we'll be right back.
And I'm smoking weed. Get ready to fuck with
Dari and Vivian.
Fake jacket, you
hoes. Must stop ball, ain't no kiss. Go to the
ball, ain't too big. Come on,
we stop stacking. Sun go down, same thing, yeah.
Feel too good,
got the drain. Am I gone? Fuck you, same. All I know, ain't no kiss. Does my thing. Oh, yeah. Dope as a motherfucker. Just walking it like I seek it. I mean, no, with my best and no longer where you can see in the struggle before the records of fame of the non-believers. I shit you not on the beat. I be busting like there's illegals. I'm getting my mind together while pulling hard on that reaper. They're looking good in this fucker. No hating is ever needed. Got swag enough to put in it. My combo, you won't believe it. I'm trying to be at the top of this other shit. I don't need it. That crooked letter shit, damn it. I'm feeling nothing can beat it. I'm telling the fucking truth when I say it won't be defeated. My nigga told me let's get it. I told him that's what it is. We flying on getting more than a pocket full with this air. Demolition man, I'm knocking them over. So what's the deal? How I feel when I think about money, I get the chills. Nigga, yes, I give a fuck. I'm a beast and that's what it is. Tough dog stacking up on them, dusting them all. Yeah, nigga. Must I ball? Ain't no gas. Go too hard. Can't do that. Sun come up. We bout stack. Sun go down. Same thing, yeah. Feel too good. Got that drain. Am I gone? Fuck you, thing. All I know. Ain't no gas. Does my thing. Negro, yeah. Savages ever kill it. Anything that's in front of me, niggas, you better know it. I'm ignorant by the money, we headed to top level. Ballin' is not the word, I'm giving them all a shovel and flying off with the birds. That means that I'm high as fuck. And I'm with my
nigga, we chillin' until we don't have a reason. And then we crushing on niggas. My taste for life is exquisite. Niggas see with my vision, I'm thinking beyond the maximum. Never worry with little, I shake the ground when I walk. And it's not because your boy heavy, it's cause I'm fucking amazing. I give a fuck what you tell me. So ready for anything in my face to keep me prepared. Don't know what the fuck you thought, I don't have no dealing with squares. My shit is on other levels, and no one could ever meet me. I'm hopping over the planet, you need a rocket to reach me. I'm feeling like I'm the president. What am I trying to teach them? No stopping the real nigga. My word in this how I leave it. Must I ball? Ain't no gas. Go too hard. Can't do that. Sun come up. We bout sad. Sun go down. Same thing, yeah. Feels too good. Got that train. Am I gone? Fuck you think. All I know. Ain't no gas. Does my thing. Me pro, yeah.
You motherfucking right, nigga. What the fuck you thought, goddammit? Missing six a whole goddamn day, and motherfucker, you can't stop me. Guess why? Cause I'm the motherfucking juggernaut, bitch. Shout out Kang and Wayne for coming over this shit in the first place, nigga.
Yeah, that was Dirty with Negro. Yes, live on pregame radio 347-857-4302. Trayvon Martin, and also mutual friends in the relationship. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Shout out to Miss New Shoes, holding it down, doing her damn thing. If you guys don't know about the short stories, please definitely check it out. I'll give you guys the exact link. Check out her short stories. Check out the hip-hop blog that she does. Just follow her movement. Respect her moves that she makes, because she definitely does them in New Shoes, nonetheless. All right? This joint here is an oldie but goodie from Baltimore Sun, Soulful Street. We soulful night. We chilling in. We just wilding out, but y'all already know. Pre-game radio, and we'll be right back. In a relationship, you know, what happens when the relationship where all the friends were made, it dissolves? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? Does it depend on the situation? Does it depend on how the breakup occurred? You know, here's my thing. If, you know, there's a relationship, of course, man, he got his friends that he met, you know, before her, and she got her friends or her bitches or her crew, whatever. She got her peoples, you know, beforehand, and, of course, when the relationship, of course, you know, they meet. Now, I say like this. Under those circumstances, like, it's kind of a no-brainer, you know what I mean? Like, if your homeboy is in a relationship with a girl and you're cool with the girl, but you guys break up, like, there really should be no reason you and your boy's ex should be communicating. That's how, you know, real scandalous things occur. You know, that's no brainer. But we're talking if guy and girl get together, they go out and they make a friend, and then they make other friends and they like get together. You know, they met him and her. It's not like he was cool with him and then he met her and they got cool. She was cool with her and then she met him. So now, no, I mean, he met him and her. What happens? What do you do? Have you been in that situation? What have you done? Phone lines is open, 347-857-4302. Big shout out to the Swave Gang, A-Squared. Their album, yeah, the Swave is out on out for download on iTunes, and you can get it pretty much almost everywhere else. Just type A-Squared in Google, and I bet you something will pop up. Check out their site, asquaredmusiconline.com. Gonna get something from This Is Time featuring Puff Sloke, and we'll be right back.
I need time,
time to make it better again.
I need time,
time to stack up my end.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so-called friends to your place.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the fans, the whole Swave Gang, yeah. I need time for this right here. Swave Gang in the building, one more time, let's make it fucking silly. Mr. Real, a dealer, Mr. Deadline. On the road, red line. See me on the stage, headliner. Yeah, groupies getting finer and finer. Watch getting shiny and shiny. Wife me in the bed, quality time with her. Yeah, you know, never know if I'ma see her again. Cause any given second, your time could end. I'm like a family man on a deadline. Make sure the kids fed before bedtime. All my family straight before I flatline. Hope this deal goes smooth, no fed time. And Lord, please bless these tracks. And they squared on top when it's way for attack.
I need time,
time to make it better again.
I need time,
time to stack up my end.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so-called friends to your place.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the fam, the whole Swave Gang, yeah. I need time for this right.
Yo, it's time to get this money, but this money comes with tragedy. Every time I open my eyes, I see it passing me. Lay a nigga down for the Swave Gang family. Punch low, cloud nine, I'm floating on gravity. Time is running out, and these niggas trying to clap at me. Load up the 4/5, I gotta call the faculty. Yo, I'm about to go to war, y'all niggas no match with me. Swave Duck G, I lay you down like a mattress. Time is running out, and these sirens starting to get to me. Heart beating fast, fuck that, pass the Hennessy. I'm about to show you why this Swave shit is enemy. Hop in the booth, man, all I said is energy. Bouncing off the walls, patterns getting into me. Ride around BK looking for my frenemies. First they be your friends, later on become your enemies. Fuck niggas, die slow, this time shit is enemy.
I need time,
time to make it better again.
I need time,
time to stack up my end.
I need time,
no time for them haters and them so-called friends. See ya later.
I need time,
time to wash all my sins.
I need time,
time to spend with our kids.
I need time,
the fam, the whole Swave Gang.
Time isn't promised, but I guarantee that I'll use mine to get where I gotta be. If I'm not out spreading the Swave like jelly, I'm in the stew with the Swaves of heat in my celly. Day to night, the sun coming up already. Go home, shower up my unborn belly. Then it's back to the den again, back to the grind. Full speed ahead like I'm running out of time. Is money, but you know I never waste mine. But you could lose yours if you try to take mine. They say good things come to those who wait. So imagine what'll come if you pick up the pace. In case you didn't know, slave gang till I D.I. Brooklyn born, so I'm born to do it B.I. Maintain my sway, none of the drama shit. I'm here to make history like my mama did.
I need time to make it better with ease. I need time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and them so-called friends via blazer. I need time to wash all my scene. I need time to spend with Akeem. I need time, the fam, the whole sway gang, yeah. I need time for this right here. I need time to make it better with ease. I need time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and them so-called friends via blazer. I need time to wash all my scene. I need time to spend with Akeem. I need time, the fam, the whole sway gang, yeah. I need time.
This, yeah. 347-857-4302. That was H Squared, featuring Punch Loc Time. Off of the year, the Swave album, like I said, definitely go get that. And like I said, big shout out to everyone who's tuning in from Houston all the way up to Illinois. I see you guys. I appreciate the love of everyone here at Pregame Radio who helps it go down, who helps Pregame Radio just run smooth, you know, from Lady Steel to Venus to Jada Tech Guy to Ev to Tasha B. The list goes on. We all appreciate the love, and I appreciate it, all you guys who help make this vehicle called Pregame Radio run. You know, Black Hoodie Fam track, I'm going to drop that in about 15 minutes. But I'm going to hit someone very, I'm going to send this one out to someone very special. Pardon me, I'm jumbling words, but I'm going to send this one out to someone very special. This is TGO Frito Fuego. She don't know, and we'll be right back.
It's how we doing it. It's that new us. 2010. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Bangladesh, U.S., S-Doc, we don't stop. Yeah, man.
She don't know that she's making me wanna. Yeah, no more she try to keep me from her. She don't know that she's making me love her. Yeah, no more she try to keep me from her. Yeah, the girl is so cool. Yeah, she know what I know. Yeah, but she keep her mouth closed.
I wanna take this boat tanning out in DR. A week later, eating mangoes out in PR. I call her Marriott, yeah, she a five star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rose. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
No remorse.
She killing me with it. Just a problem that I can't put down.
Every Usher. Time. Fuego.
Yeah.
I get it in. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me want to beat it brutally. See me in that BM. Don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush. Just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Yeah.
share your vows.
Commitment. I ain't looking for no love.
Not at all.
I'm looking for a one night stand.
Not at all.
I ain't trying to be your man.
No.
You did.
Once I meet a chick, I try hand off the brick. I came here to cut, and baby girl, it's getting late. Talking about dinner, you know, lots that stick and want me to front the bill. Nah, baby, not the state. The arch in your back from your heels looking great. Got me wanna go face first, drowning in a lake. I'm touching on her neck, got her wetter than a lake. I ain't asking what she weigh while she keep talking weight. You looking for a husband? Well, I'm looking for a mate. Somebody to let me cut, baby girl, and let me stick. I don't wanna be your man, but I beat it alright. Commitment is not for me, and I don't need it in my life.
You got them right.
Looking for commitment, baby, I can't help ya. He could be your man, I just come to and nail ya. No rest, even I provide no shelter. Cause I'm committed to my girl. Looking for commitment, baby, I can't help ya. He could be your man, I just come to and nail ya. No rest, even I provide no shelter.
Why would I take a long walk when I got a whip? I'd rather take a walk into a room to get it in. No house to dairy on being bought for a friend. Too much tricking is for lames, and your boy ain't one of them. I don't wanna be in love, I'm cool dealing with the lust. Respect's the only way I wanna have your handcuffs. I want multiple partners, my nose ain't closing. All coasted whenever I pass crosses. Girl, put your mind right, let the love go. I'd rather see you naked, let me lay you on the floor. You're reading too far, baby girl, into the chapter. Skim through the pictures, get the picture that I'm after. Want a man to call your own? Well, I wanna be discreet. I'm looking for relation, not a relationship. No need for the loser. I ain't turning on the teddy. I'ma beat it from the back. Old girl, now hold it steady. I wish I would take you out for dinner. Shout it, this ain't your regular love affair. So shout it, bitch, it is. Me on top of you, this. You on top of me, this. You won't get it dressed in. You gon' beat your feet.
Good conversation. Pause.
call me love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt, but tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse, it's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind and make me wanna show you mine, reflecting my light when it shines. Taking our time before the night's through, we could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. We could have mindset, we ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got some good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset, we ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got some good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. About mindset.
Wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly. Cause in my hand, I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt. Your ass and your shirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindset.
We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindset.
She smiles, I smile. She walks. No, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth. Her beautiful black body that no human mind could ever conceive. She's love, she's truth, she's real. As real as the stars that shine in the heavens, as real as the sun that bathes her body, as real as the moon that glows and the birds that sing and the rose that blossoms in spring, for she is that rose and not just any rose. Oh, but a black rose. A black rose that stands taller and stronger than any other plant. A black rose that stands as creator of nations. A black rose that never loses her petals and blossoms all year round. Black rose, sweet rose, thornless rose, eternal rose. Please look my way. Please look my way. Please look my way. Black rose.
Yeah, that was Dead Press with Mind Sex. So I'm on pregame radio just to mellow it out a little bit. So send your tweets, send your Facebook post, send your tagged or your Instagram pics, whatever. Get the word out. We are 5 minutes away from the first new joint of the night. All right? So let the people know. Let your friends know. Tell them to call up pregame radio 347-857-4302. Tell them to get on through their computers. Tell them to get on through Skype. You know what I'm saying? Pre-game radio is on iTunes also. So tell them to tune in because this is going to be a world premiere, so definitely you want to be here on the check-in, because if it's nice, I might spin it twice, you know what I mean? And you already know, so of course, call in. I'm going to need some guest judges tonight, you know what I'm saying, since I'm flying solo. So hit us up, let us know what you think of the music. Y'all know, you already know what we do here on pregame radio. I mean, but like I said, we only a few minutes away. And in the meantime, we'll play some Roxy Blue, and we'll be right back on pregame radio. You already know what the deal is. And follow me on Twitter, man, at Brooklyn Black, you know.
Yo, D Dave on the remix.
Yeah.
It's Roxy Blue.
Get
'em. Yo.
I don't care about these boys.
Never.
Fuck this brought you bitches.
Yeah.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm by my money, I can show you play by play. I get head by the rolling. Benji stay on my tail. I slip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand-up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over, boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised, because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over, boys. My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. M-O-B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, M-O-B. My money's over, boys. My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over, bullshit.
M O B, no, it's M O E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream.
Okay.
I'ma get money fly, nigga. They getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred. I'm always down to ride,
down
nigga.
To ride.
I'm focused now. You can't see it in my eyes,
in
nigga.
My eyes.
If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies,
uh-huh.
Nigga. Sit and watch you work with
uh-huh.
No money like oversized stripping.
Money.
Hey, yo, Rocks, we got these niggas back.
Yeah.
We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, I don't mean no disrespect.
Nah.
But we winning, y'all keep losing like the fucking Nets. I know you see that we the fucking best.
Uh-huh.
Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Good life.
Take a look at me, this what money look like.
M-O-B. My money's over, boys.
Yeah.
My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. My money's over, boys. My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
Yeah, that was Roxy Blue featuring D Dave. Shout out to Big Boy Management with Mob Ruff on Free Game Radio. You guys ready? First of the new joints, you know what I'm saying? It's 11:01, sorry, you know, a minute late. CP time, pardon. But we got to get into it. Black Hoodie Fam, big shout out to them. Big shout out to Miss New Shoes. Big shout out to Long Island. Long Island, stand up. You know what I'm saying? You know, you guys get, y'all don't get credit in the hip-hop, you know what I mean? But you guys help bring out some of the best, you know, in underground talent and even through mainstream talent. So big shout-out to Strong Island. All right? Strong Island's in the building. This is Black Hoodie Fan with We the Best, you know what I mean? Call us at 347-857-4302. If you're listening through the web, the chat room is open. Scroll down to the bottom left-hand side of your page. You know, let me know if you like it. Let me know if you don't. Let me know if you got something to say about the topics tonight. Once again, we're talking about the Trayvon Martin case, and also mutual friends in the relationship. Should the friendships be over when the relationship's over? I'm saying, let me know what y'all think. Have y'all been in that situation? But I digress. Back to the music. This is Black Hoodie Family. We the best. World Premier blasting off on pregame radio, and we will be right back.
Yeah, told y'all niggas, man. Told y'all niggas, shit ain't never over. Never over. VHF.
We the best, we the best, we the best.
Think they mad that I spit's automatic.
Automatic.
Jealous niggas envision my cast.
My cast.
See, I'm running up any day, get up in my way, I'm a blast. Tear him up like the rap was a fabric.
Yeah.
Attached at the gasket.
Yes.
Then I'm home to his home, to his mom's in the basket. Brass in plastic. You don't really know pain, we ain't playing no games, you can catch it. Long as I live in your breath, I'm impressed that I'm blessed and I smash it. I can honestly say every track on the way I harassed it. And I'm past tricks.
Past
this is no longer rapping, it's magic.
Man,
I was rapping attack, it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Call this fantastic, it's tragic and drastic.
Yeah.
Play this back and you'll gradually grasp it. Get rid of those dates, get rid of dead weight. We about that cake, it's a habit.
No.
Can't explain why I got a blank face when they pulling up my case and they calling us a savage.
It's trash,
everywhere I go, cats looking at me like, damn, I know y'all is the man, but I ain't talking about cooped up clan. Let it for my followers, y'all so great. I be letting everybody in the hood know how y'all hold weight, and all them other rappers out there is fake. You got a God trait, damn, I like y'all mind state. So when they gon' sign the hood, they ain't even looking for a deal today. But I know one thing, they ill today. Tomorrow, after that, here's the play, and they ain't even have to switch gears, my name. Everything around me seems so funny. How many cats did I meet today? That said they know about Black Hoodie today. Bang him on his new wave. Prof gon' tell you how it is today. Notes gon' tell you what you want to be. And Petit gon' bring a new style to the plate.
We the best, we the best, we the best, we the best, we the best.
Ride or die shit. Got a whole team behind me. Crew full of bad
bitches.
My shit don't give a fuck. I don't nap and see the puss bitch making dinner deal.
Yeah,
we ain't talking money, you become a kill. L.I. Princess, they fresh to death. Look sick. Pretty ass shit. Hip tight, ass tight.
Yeah.
Still a show like I was a crook. Mob shit start growing. Why you bitches just hoeing?
I be knowing.
I be glowing. Fuck making it rain. I need a snow wind. Cause I'm frozen.
Cold. It's crack, man. We the best. Watch me work it, and the problem, I'ma rap it to the casket. Counting money that I never had.
Never had.
Got some haters like I'm the gift they never had. So fuck you, nigga, pay me ho. I'm about that bread, so they lay me low. Quick little nigga try to play me close. I swear, oh Lord, he watch that toe. Looking through the battle to leave you froze. Killer gang. That shit crazy. Love it burning. Back where I belong, right where the fuck I'm at. Your girlfriend hit my jack, but I ain't get to hit her back. Try to leave the pocket, then your ass gon' go get jacked. And I'm smoking on that Tampa Bay, so long no warrant set. Cause we the best.
Yes. Yeah, we're back, pregame radio. That was Black Hoodie Fan with We the Best. Let's get into the phone line, see what the people thought in. I'll definitely give my two-piece in at the end of it, whether it was applause or not, or how they used to say, this new show is Brooklyn, the keep all sweet, you know. But let's get into it. Last 4 days is 5100. What's good? You're live on pregame radio. State your name, where you're calling from.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, Jacksonville in the house. So tell me, what did you think on that on that track right there?
It was kind of hot. I actually kind of liked it.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah. It was very un-Buffalo.
Okay, so it was definitely cool.
Yeah.
I'll definitely bump it too. My thing about it was, because with most tracks, it's the beat. If the beat
yeah,
don't
what got
hit
me at
me,
first.
You know, so definitely big shout out to the production.
Indeed.
Big shout out to the production. Everybody's part was hot, so definitely I'm going to got to be getting into work, getting on Blackity Fam or pregame radio. We got to hear more from them. So definitely.
They got some more like that, you know, playing.
You know, if they got more tracks like that, like I said, we got to get them on. So if you guys are listening,
indeed,
those who are in the place to be, which is pregame radio, you guys know how to get into Blackity Fam. Tell them. We want to send the tweets out. We want them on pregame radio. Brooklyn Black said so. But we got, you know, there's one more. But first, while I got you on the line, Miss Lady Lo from Jacksonville, Florida. and you know, it's a good thing you're in Florida because now you being in that area, how has the whole Trayvon Martin thing affected Jacksonville as far as even race relations, just everyday way of life?
Well, that's out here, this is the Bangham, so we always go through some kind of conflict like that. But that did kind of raise a lot of, you know, a lot of heads, a lot of eyebrows out here, too. You know, they even talk about it in the churches. So it's a big issue.
Now what is your, what are your personal views on it?
So personally, wrong is wrong, period. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's I can't even put it in words. It's redundancy because it's been going on through all this time. History is making, like, on Facebook, you'll see, you know, pictures of Trayvon and pictures of Emmett Till. Same scenario, same everything, and it's the truth. And there's so much of that going on nowadays, and everybody wants to turn a blind eye and, you know, turn a deaf ear to the situation instead of handling it like supposed to be handled. So it's time to, you know, we finally get some information out there and let them know that it's not going to be tolerated no more. Enough is enough. Period, point blank. Well, that's at least just how I feel.
And you know what? I agree, and I believe a lot of other people will agree exactly 100% what you said because, you know, yeah, wrong is wrong. Even though it would definitely be a different type of outrage if had it been a black dude shooting a white kid.
Mm-hmm. But it would be totally different. It would have been on CNN, ESPN, all the other ends and everything. It would have been on every station, you know, getting 24-hour, you know, airtime. You know, so it's time for people to wake up, you know, and let's handle business how it's supposed to be handled.
Right. So therefore, we're calling the power. Yes, George Zimmerman should be arrested, tried, you know what I'm saying? Let justice be served, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really like the kid was out there causing trouble. He went and got candy and a sweet tea. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm. But you already know how how the situation is going to turn out. And if more people don't voice their opinions on what's going on, the same way it happened in all the years ago, the same way it's going to happen now. People need to wake up and voice what they know and voice what they feel. Let it know that it's not going to be tolerated. Posting it up and everything like that is fine, but the voice needs to be heard. You can speak on it. You know, spread the word and everything like that, give people knowledge, do it. But let it be heard. Talk to somebody, let them know, okay, this is not cool. It's not cool at all, and it needs to stop.
Yes, most definitely. Now, going to the lighter side of the topics for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Mutual friends in the relationship. When the relationship is over.
Relationship, huh?
Now, if the relationship's over, should the friendships be over? Now, I'm not talking like if you have your friends and you meet this guy and then you and the guy break up. Of course, your friends are going to rock with you. That's, you know what I'm saying? If they don't, they ain't loyal.
But, you know, I'm not talking about that.
See, I can't really say nothing about that because, you know, I'm friends with all my exes. So, I'm still friends with all my exes. So,
right, but, you know, sometimes it's not like, you know, there was a breakup on bad terms, you know. And
I don't know, but me personally, even if we do break up on a bad term, it's still like, you know, maybe it was just better that we just be friends instead of being in a relationship. Because, you know, that's how it was in my last relationship. We were just better as friends. You know, bad relationship, very good friendship.
Now, say the friends that you made as a couple, not the friends that you bought in individually, but the friends you guys made together. Now, when you guys broke up, like, did it get weird? Like, were the friends out of place? Did the friends take your side? Did the friends take his side? Like, was it divided?
The real friends for both of us, the true ones, we stay neutral. You know what I'm saying? If we didn't pick one side up than the other, they still hang out with him, they still hang out with me. It's cool because that's what a friend is. It shouldn't matter, you know, who you with, whatever like that. A friend is a friend regardless. However, you know, the boo filet ones, the ones that be always trying to start the drama stuff like that. Oh, girl, this and oh, my nigga, that. Nah, I kicked them to the curb. I don't need no fakeness and I don't need no drama around me. So.
She said the boo filet friends. Wow. All right. 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black Lady Lows in the building. Like I said, we still got another track. This one's coming from female MC, big name in underground, real heavy on Twitter. This is Persia. This is her Rack City cover, which she titled Rack Titty. You know, and you know, we've played Persia tracks here before, so I'm anticipating what it is because she hasn't come in anything whack. So, most definitely, I'm looking forward to seeing what this joint is. And here you go, Persia Rackity, big shout out to Far Rockaway on Free Game Radio. Let us know what you think, and we'll be right back.
Like the Yankees. Pull my head, pound it hard, baby, spank me. Stilettos in the air, he wanna lick the rapper. Ecstasy, my pussy is the rapture. I wanna capture, baby, get the camera. White trash sex like the Tommy Lee and Pamela. I wanna feel your dick throb in my short shot. Stretch hammer dick, let me take it out the holster. Touch me, tease me, fuck me, please me. Addicted to the dick, I be fiending when it leaves me. I wanna fuck it till we both can't breathe. Face down, ass up, daddy, give it to me. I'm a rack city chick, rack city chick. Big God, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty is. Rack city chick, rack city chick. Big God, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty is. Pretty big bitch, certified G, so salute the boys before you holler at me. I wanna take you back in VIP and let you touch me. Down a few bottles at home and let you fuck me. I wanna ride you like a carousel. Pussy in your face, give your brains while we're parallel. Lick it like it's gum in the middle like a blow pop. Baby, don't stop, baby, don't stop. I'm about to bust it in your mouth, swallow that. Dons go all night long, shit wear hollow at. With a bottle at, drunk sex dreaming. I'm fucking on the waterbed and looking for the semen. Already fiending and pussy still pouring. I wanna fuck you long time till the morning. Rack city, bitch, I be with a cash at. Sit back with it hard dick and watch my ass clap. Rack city chick, rack city chick. Big God, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all up in the street where gritty is.
right titty chick, right, right titty chick. Big job, that ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where gritty is.
Yes, Free King Radio. That was Persia Rack, titty, big titty bitch. Okay. Now, of course, can't really, of course, it's a hot beat, you know. It's the Tiger Rack City beat. So, yeah, it's a knocking beat. But you just had, if you heard the raunchiness she was saying. So, that's another. So, we're 2 for 2 on the new tracks tonight. Both tracks were hot. So, both definitely, they'll both get respins in a little bit. 347-857-4302. I'll be right back. I'll give my last two, you know, give my 2 cents on the topics of the night. Give the shout outs. And once again, I remind you guys where I'm going. Let you know what's going on with Free Game Radio. And the opportunity in the rise for me comes, come up with a way to give some away tonight. But hey, maybe tomorrow. And I'll let you guys know what it is. You know, but once again, big shout out to everyone who locked in tonight. Big shout out to Lady Low. Big shout out to Black Hoodie Fan. Big shout out to Persia. Big shout out to Miss New Shoes. Sheila. Big shout out to everyone who's been rocking with us since day one. And of course, the 2-year anniversary of Free Game Radio is coming up. So you guys definitely want to be in the mix and find out what we're doing. If there's going to be a party going down or whatever. You know, who knows? But I'll definitely keep you guys posted. It's Free Game Radio.
It makes it easier to bear.
Yo, when the fuck did white girls start rapping? Bitch, you ain't me. Yo, if you can't do this shit right, don't do it at all. Cause I done broke the motherfucking mold. Yeah, y'all know what the fuck it is. Weep, baby.
Weep, weep, weezer. Don't ease her, never leave her.
Play your part, your position, mind a battleship. Mississippi towing on the track, but I'ma battle it. I rattle it, I get a standing ovation. I done came to save the whole game, I'm amazing. A creation, a base in high hats. A product of the streets, red tops and black hats. I'm the synonym of great, an extraordinary rapper. White lies spin beneath, I'm on a blacklist. Mental formality, the dream is one of Adam Eve. I spit the kill, cause I'm the Mickey and the Mallory. The Pharisees be eating at my brain cells munching. All the white bitches in the club, swear to tell the truth, even if it kill me. Charge it to the game until that motherfucker feel me. Black card Nova, female Hova. Medals don't die, we retire out in Boca. Loca got the game locked, swallowed all keys. Other shit I spit, opens up the doors, just me. Any bitch feel some type of way could come see me. That'll never happen, y'all some wondering Stevie. I'm the only white bitch spitting that shit. Now that Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Apple Bottom bullshit. I am the next coming of the greatness. I ain't even know I could spit part of the lateness. Fuck Creeshawn, rather fuck be nasty. None of them hoes got the gum sticking at me. I'm the white girl mob, walk around and get rocked. I'm a ruby, I saloofing the homies a butt shot. I'm A-Town stomping, red rag mobbing. Bitch, you ain't welcome in New York or Compton. I ain't that red bitch worth a mention. I murder white bitches, I'm O.J. Simpson. Otis out the grave, we on the dock of the bay. And I got Frank Sinatra singing, we gon' do it my way. Say goodnight to the bag, got hello to the clip. And I got everybody screaming, Persia, so that bitch. I is above all the bullshit. The only white bitch out here really doing it. I ruined it. You ain't fucking with my greatness. I spit heavy metal, you ain't fucking with the stainless. Blame it on be nasty for trying to get at me. I'll leave you in the wheelchair like Drake on the grassy. I'm nasty like ill, no she didn't. Cause I'm the definition of a white girl spitting.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio, it's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got another call in the building. 9090, what's good?
This is Linda.
This is who?
Linda.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So what's going on? You've been rocking with us for a while. Anything you want to add to the conversation?
I'm trying to play the game. I'm trying to be a Russian prostitute. Can't you let me be a Russian prostitute this week?
You can't be a Russian prostitute with a British accent.
I need to be. I'm doing this. This is Lena. I am from Moscow. I like men that pay me money. I was trying to be a Russian prostitute, and you wouldn't let me do it because I had to laugh. I'm gonna practice my friggin' accents before I get on. I practiced for like 20 minutes, and I fucked it up. That is unbelievable. So who do you think this is? It's Lena. So anyway, what is it you want to ask me? I know you're talking about Trayvon Martin, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go to him. Put that fucker in jail that shot him. And if anyone doesn't believe that he was a racist and he did it on purpose because he had a hoodie on, and you know the only reason he had a hoodie on is because it's raining and everyone knows if it rains on your hair, it's going to frizz out. Correct?
I would kind of believe so.
Exactly. So you're going to put the hoodie on. I always wear a hoodie when it rains. You're going to shoot me, motherfucker? So he needs to go in jail. He should have been arrested, and the sooner they arrest him and put him in jail, the better. And let a grand jury and let the DA prosecute it and decide what the real story is. Okay? So let's go. That's Trayvon Martin. Oh, and let's go to relationships. Okay, what were we talking about relationships? Should you be friends with your exes?
It's not that. It's mutual friends. Like the
what
friends that you guys get during the relationship. Not the friends that you had coming into the relationship, but the friends you guys made during the relationship.
During the relationship. But should you be friends afterwards?
Right. Like, well, do the friendships cease? Like, do the friends have to...
Well, no, I'm talking about your ex. Should you be friends with your ex?
Okay, if you want to talk about that.
Pardon?
I say yes. If you want to talk about that, should you be friends with your ex?
Friends with the ex, I would say no, if you're in a new relationship. Because, hey, you fucked it. So if you've done that, your new one is not going to like it, so why bother? And the reason is the next is a reason. So why would you still be friends? Just wondering. It's like, although I will tell you, all my exes committed suicide. Not while
wow.
they were with me.
Wait. All your exes committed suicide? Like
every single one of them committed suicide.
Okay,
yeah.
What type of crack do you possess? Like,
not while they were with me, but over me. I would say, yeah, not while they were with me, but over me, they did commit suicide. All of them. Like, two were accidents and three they did it on purpose. Three of them committed suicide because they wanted to die, and two of them did it by accident. Like, they were, like, fooling around doing some other shit. Like, one of them was a famous rock star. You know, they were, like, trying some experimental shit out and they committed suicide. I guess they got used to something and they tried it again. It didn't work.
Wow.
You know.
I'm just still like, wow, all exes committed suicide, like, and...
Mm-hmm.
Like how did you take that? Like it's, I see like now you're just real cool and real nonchalant about it. You could just throw it out there, but when they happened, like how did you take it? You know, like if it was over you, like how did you?
Dickheads, fucking dickheads! Really? Come on! I'm cold. But it's true. It's like I mean, really, what freaking dickhead does that? What am I supposed to do? It's not my fault. you did it. I mean, two of them were, like I say, they didn't mean to do it, but three of them did it on purpose. So what am I? No, I will tell you honestly, they told me, three of them did tell me before they did it, and I was like, go ahead, and they did. Sorry. You know, it is what it is. What am I supposed to do? Say, no, don't do it? I forgot to tell you, I'm a really cold-hearted bitch.
Well, you know, I say it to each his own, but maybe it was their way of reaching out for help. And since
yeah.
you just told them to go ahead and do it, that was just like, yo, you just gave
them a
big
any help. They didn't get any help. And wrong person to ask for help. That's the truth. It's like, okay. You know, I mean, one of them said, hey, if you have me back, you know, he said, I'm going to commit suicide. Yeah, bro, really, blah, 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 blah. What if you have me back? Well, that time I'm married, I've got kids. Fuck you, mister. What am I going to do? You know, no, I don't feel guilty about it at all. It's like, you're going to do it, do it. Knock yourself out. Not my problem, it's your problem. You know, at that point, I'm married, I've got kids. Hey, too late. You had your chance when you had your chance. You missed your chance, you missed the boat, so screw you. And if you're going to do something like that, no, I seriously, that I would say you've got to have a cold heart, because, like, what are you going to do, feel guilty about it? Would you, really? Maybe, not me.
Wow.
I'm cold.
Were these like long-term relationships, or were these like just like quick little flings? And
No. They were all long-term relationships. I never had quick flings, ever. You know, no, I never did the one-night stands. I never did the. No, all of them gave me an engagement ring. So no, I don't do the one-night stands. I don't do the first date. Fuck you. No way. Okay, I've got to get to know you. I've known you a long time. Maybe you've been my friend for years. But no, these are all people I've known a long time. In fact, I will tell you now, all of them, I am still friends with their families. All of them. The moms are still alive. In one case, the dad's not alive. But, you know, the moms, the fathers, the daughters, the children. The children are my friends on Facebook. Kids are my friends on Facebook. Their wives, they were married. A couple of them were married. One of them wasn't, but a couple of them were married. And they still committed suicide. But, hey, that was not my problem. You were married. You had two kids or three kids or whatever. Okay? Calling me because you're depressed. Hey, I can't help you. Go to a doctor. And, no, I'm not going to get back with you. So, yeah, it is what it is. Life is life. You better enjoy life. And if you're going to commit suicide, don't blame me. You're thinking I'm joking, don't you?
Not at all. You're speaking real shit. Like, you
yeah,
know,
no, people will think I'm joking
know,
on that
know.
Shit. I am really not joking. That is absolutely God's honest truth.
I've heard men speak like that. So to hear from a woman, it's like, you know, it's just that shock and amazement. But she's like, wow, but it's real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enjoy life.
You've
got to
enjoy
you know,
life. And you know what? If you want to do that.
Huh?
If you want to commit suicide, you know, I will tell you now, I have a lot of friends that are that way. And I will do whatever it takes to help those people nowadays. Okay? Nowadays. But when I was younger, what the fuck? What am I going to do? And even now, what am I going to do? I will talk to friends that are suicidal and try and help them out, but I haven't fucked them. You know, but if it's a guy and you fuck them, what are you going to do? So I'm going to get back with you? Well, no, I've got a life. I ain't going to get back with you. Your time came and went. You're married. You've got kids now. You call me up the night before and tell me you're going to commit suicide. Really? Well, knock yourself out, sweetie. Did I think they were going to do it? No. But they did.
Yeah, because I was about to ask, like, when you tell them go ahead and do it, like, do you do it, like, to bluff them out of it, or do you just actually think they're going to do it?
No, I didn't think they were going to do it, but they did. I didn't think they were going to. No, I was like, you know, total BS. But after the third, you know, after the second one, I should have had a guess. But I still said the same shit with the third one. The other two were purely accidental, but the first two, you know, no. But the third one, it was like, maybe I should have been a bit more sympathetic. But what do you do? If someone's going to tell you they're going to commit suicide, you tell me what you're going to do, except to refer them to a crisis hotline. What do you do? I mean, I don't have any exes. Well, I do have some exes, but they're not alive.
Okay, how many exes do you have living?
How many exes do I have? Five.
Okay, how many are living?
Five exes? Nuts. They're all dead. My husband's alive.
Well, he's not an ex.
Well, I know.
You know,
the exes, any guy I've had, they're all dead. I got no one to talk on my ass. that's you gotta always look at the positive. The positive is no one can say shit about me.
Oh.
You know, for every negative, there's a positive, correct?
Right. So, for every ex that killed himself, where was the positives that come out of it?
The positive? They can't talk trash about me.
Wait, what was that?
They can't talk trash about me.
They can't talk trash about
me. Exactly. What are they going to say? They're dead. So they can't say, well, that bitch this or that bitch that. They're gone. Rest in peace, but they're gone.
Wow. So, do you get together with the families, like, on birthdays or whatever?
The families?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good friends with the families. The daughters, the kids, you know, daughters, sons, all of them. The mother, in a couple of cases, the father. One of them's very famous, okay?
They all know, like, respectively, like, their husband, dad, whatever, killed himself over you.
No, I didn't say that. Hell no.
Oh.
Hell no. No, one of them thinks that the son is still alive and that he's with me right now, which is ridiculous, okay? But, you know, she's an old lady, so let her believe that. Another one is a very famous guy, but he died from, asphyxiation. He liked asphyxiation. So he died from, he tried to hang himself unintentionally. Okay? He was, his daughter's still alive. And his wife died because she killed herself after he died. And he was a rock star, so he's like neither here nor there. But his daughter's still alive. And I'm just trying to think. So his was accidental. One, his mom thinks he's still alive, but he's not. Well, he hasn't contacted me if he's still alive. I mean, I believe he's dead. I'm just trying to think of the others. They all hung themselves. All of them. Every single one hung themselves out of five. I got five out of five hangings. Is that pretty cool?
That's, you know.
You're thinking I'm sick.
You're not even that. No, I'm not thinking that you're sick. I'm just thinking like you've seen some real sick shit.
I wonder why they hung themselves. I guess I wonder what they were into. That's what you got to ask. That's the question, is what were they into that made them hang themselves? They were all into being choked and asphyxiated. I wonder who got them into that.
Was it you? Like, did you get them into, like, as it seems?
I got them into being, yeah.
Wow. So you got them into the whole asphyxiation thing.
I got them into the old asphyxiation thing. You know what? If you haven't tried it, don't knock it. It's pretty cool.
I'm wrapping my mind around this.
You got your what?
I said I'm still, like, you know, wrapping my mind around it.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't tried it, that can be like adrenaline rush.
Nah, I'm good on that. You know, because, you know, you're choking yourself, you're hanging yourself. You know, that's not the, nah.
You're going to go home tonight and try it. Hey, if I've got another death on my hands, I'll say, I don't know what they were talking about. I was just kidding.
Nah, you won't hear about me doing that shit.
You've never tried it? Oh, come on.
No.
You've never tried it?
No.
Oh, if you haven't tried it, I'll tell you now. That's the best rush you'll ever have.
Like I said, no.
You gotta try it.
that is definitely in the endeavors I will not be doing box.
Well, you know what? Until you've tried, let me tell you, if you try it, it's the best rush you will ever have. But you're gonna have the right person to do it to you.
Nah, I'm good with that one. I'm not down with the choking. Don't choke me. I ain't going to choke you. We good.
Oh, you what? Oh, my God. I love to be choked. I love to be choked till I can't breathe. Hey, and if I pass, hey, look, have you ever heard the story about, this is a true story, okay, so I'm going to tell you this story. So, this guy literally thinks he's killed me, okay? So I wake up in a closet. I wake up in a closet with all these dirty clothes piled on top of me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I called the dude and I said, look, what the hell? And he was going, oh, my God, I thought you were dead. I'm at the bar getting an alibi, trying to figure out where to dump your body. I'm like, what? I was going, you didn't call 911. He was going, I thought you were dead. And, you know, I have 12 warrants against me. So, you know,
Wow. Seriously,
because I've got 12 warrants against me, so I know you don't want me to be arrested. So I was just figuring out, I was getting an alibi and figuring out where to dump your body. Oh, I'm so happy you're alive. I was like, you didn't call 911, you fucker? He was like, I thought you were dead. That's a true story. Dump me in a closet full of clothes. On top of my body.
Where's the good
naked time
in that? Where's the good time in that?
Pardon?
I said, where's the good time with that, though?
Where's the problem with that?
There's no good time with... What do you mean, where's the problem? The nigga thought he was dead, and since he had wars, he was gonna leave you.
But the thing is that you call 911.
You don't choke in the first place.
No, you should have called 911 and said, hey, I think she's dead, or I think, you know, try and revive her. Instead, I got dumped in a closet with dirty clothes on top of me, saying, oh, okay, she's dead.
No, you don't. See, that's why there's no choking in the first place. There's no need to call 911.
That wasn't actually from choking, but anyway. That's a different story. That wasn't from choking. That was from dehydration.
Okay, now, if you've been going at it for a long time and you guys get dehydrated and someone pass out, well, first, you get them some water, and then if they ain't responding yet, then you call 911. But that's
exactly. But he didn't get the water, and he didn't call 911. There you go.
What
were
you doing,
fucking
in the desert?
He didn't get any water. All he did was dump my body in the closet and try to figure out where to dump my body. Now, are we still good friends? Yeah. Is it still a good light? Yeah.
Wow. It's free game over here, yo. Boy, Brooklyn Black. We got Shirley Edge. We're just bugging out, cooling. She's telling us stories. 347-857-4302. Well, you got, you know, shout outs, anything you want to get off your chest. But, wow.
So get some music on. Get some music on and get the next caller on. I know that someone's got to say something on that.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna play that Black City Fan track again. We the best.
Okay.
And then we're gonna come right back. Me and Shirley, we're gonna come back, wrap things up, and the whole nine yards. So, Black City Fan, we the best. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love ya.
Told y'all niggas, man. Told y'all niggas. Shit ain't never over. Never over.
VHF. We the best. We the best.
Think they mad that I spit's automatic. Jealous niggas envision my casket.
My casket.
I'm running up any day, get up in my way, I'ma blast it.
Blast.
Tear him up like the rap was a fabric, attached at the gasket.
Yes.
Send him home, to his mom's in the basket. Wrapped in plastic. You don't really know pain, we ain't playing no games, you can catch it. Long as I live and got breath, I'ma stress it, I'm blessed and I smash it. I can honestly say every track on the way I harassed it.
Yeah.
And I'm past tricks.
Past
this is no longer rapping, it's magic.
Man,
I was rapping attack, it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
All this plastic is tragic and drastic.
Yeah.
Play this back and you'll gradually grasp it. Get rid of those dates, get rid of dead weight. Be about that cake, it's a habit. Can't explain why I got a blank face when they pulling up my case and they calling us savage.
We the best, we the best, we the best. And everywhere I go, cats looking at me like, damn, I know y'all is the man. But I ain't talking about Ku Klux Klan. Let it for my followers, y'all so great. I be letting everybody in the hood know how y'all hold weight. And all them other rappers out there is fake. You got a God trait. Damn, I like y'all mind state. So when they gon' sign the hood, they ain't even looking for a deal today. But I know one thing, they ill today. Tomorrow, after that, years to play. And they ain't even have to switch gears, my name. Everything around me seems so funny. How many cats did I meet today? That's how they know about Black Hoodie today. Bang him on his new wave. Prof gon' tell you how it is today. Notes gon' tell you what you want to be. And Petit gon' bring a new style to the plate. We the best, we the best, we the best. We the best, we the best, we the best, we the best.
Ride or die shit. Got a whole team behind me. Crew full of bad
bitches.
My shit don't give a fuck. I don't nap and see the puss bitch making dinner
deal.
Yeah, we ain't talking money, you become a kill. Kill our friends that stay fresh to death. Flip sick. Pretty ass shit. Hip tight, ass tight.
Yeah.
Still a show
that's
like I was a crook. Mob shit start growing. Why you bitches just hoeing?
I be knowing.
Be glowing. Fuck making it rain. I need a snow wind. Cause I'm frozen.
Cold. It's crack, man. We the best. Watch me work it, turn the problem, I'ma wrap it to the casket. Counting money that I never had. Got some haters like I'm the gift they never had. So fuck you nigga, pay me ho, I'm about that bread till they lay me low. Quick little nigga try to play me close, I swear oh lord, he watch that toe. Looking through the battery, leave you froze. Kill the gang. That shit crazy. Lumber burning, head so high, got my eyes so damn lazy. Waldo G, that's my dog.
My
money now, I got it wrong. Middle fingers up, screaming, fuck the law. I pray to the Lord, my soul to keep. Cause where I'm from, they play the key. You better watch your feet. Be careful about your feet.
Let go.
I'm back where I belong. Right where the fuck I'm at. Your girlfriend hit my jack, but I ain't get to hit her back. try to lead a pocket, then your ass gon' go get jacked. And I'm smoking on that Tampa Bay so long, no warrant set. Cause we the best.
Yes, pre-game radio support, Brooklyn Black. Big shout out to Sheila for calling in. If I could, you know, slow it down, throw the R&B track on real quick. So, yes, we're opening it up. R&B artists, you guys could get down on pregame radio, too. If you got some songs, some original heat, and some, you know, some good stuff, hit us up, pregameradio@gmail.com. We'll definitely get the work going, get you on the show, get your music out there. This here is from Cherry J called Candyland. And we'd like to have a big shout out to Sheila for calling in, man. I say every time she calls in, it's always a good time. And we'll be right back.
Made you walk right past a candy store. I thought up a sugar rush that's out of control. I can't help but notice that you're wanting me. But don't worry, baby, cause I ain't too sweet.
You want that candy, sweet and gold? No, you want that to zero. Do you want a trick or treat? I'll give you something good to eat.
Cotton candy, good to eat.
Cotton candy, good to eat.
time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt, but tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind, it make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my life when it shines. Taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. See, we can have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. African princess, tell me your interest. Wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly. Cause in my hand, I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt. Your ass and your shirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindset.
She smiles, I smile. She walks, no, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth. Her beautiful black body that no human mind could ever conceive. She's love, she's truth, she's real. As real as the stars that shine in the heavens. As real as the sun that bathes her body. As real as the moon that glows and the birds that sing and the rose that blossoms in spring. For she is that rose. And not just any rose, oh, but a black rose. A black rose that stands taller and stronger than any other plant. A black rose that stands as creator of nations. A black rose that never loses her petals and blossoms all year round. Black rose, sweet rose, thornless rose, eternal rose.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio, it's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Like I said, big shout out to everyone who tuned in tonight. We definitely had a crazy show. Tune in tomorrow. Of course, we'll be giving shout-outs to Ab on a birthday. You know, it's just Sunday, but there's some pre-game radio Sunday. So we're going to do it tomorrow night. Once again, big birthday shout-out to Shorty Doo-Wop holding it down in Virginia. Thank you for tuning in. It was definitely a memorable episode of pre-game radio.
Oh, Ebb's in the building. Ebb, what's good?
Yeah, what's up, son? I'm in my cab. I'm in the cab. I'm on my way home. I'll be there in like 5-10 minutes. You should come to the door and be waiting for me, son.
Yeah, I'll see if we can have something like that arranged.
When you cross, you can drop me off on the corner when you cross the light.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, so let's see if we can have that arranged. Once again, make sure everyone who tuned in to Free Game Radio tonight, rock with us tomorrow. And as always, in closing, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. You know, don't drink and drive. Y'all know the rules. And the main thing we learned today, wrong is wrong. All right? Once again, rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. And we up out of here. You guys have a good night.
With the cane that came in the Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rhea. OG had the rain, we up. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X, now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web. Like North Carolina internet, we here for the salad. Don't let us vinaigrette. Block work, TBM, dog, some been a threat. And on the pen, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I finna rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treated like a menage and get wedded. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete, I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete. Check it, bruh. Cause I heard that she checked the rods. You can hate, but a cloud can't affect a star. I'm so above them all, I just hover. Closet full of Air Force Ones in every color. I'm on my grind so foul, I ain't fair with it. Cause I can hit your town and move Taylor Swift. And you can never Kanye that. God willing, they wishing that God laid flat. Whenever that, cause we left the arms way back. No rap, but I be getting my moderate jack. I'm like five sheets, four style P, three big, two pockets. Got the game when they found me, I shut down.
Hitting back like big homie, it's a takeover. My bad B got me feeling like the new Hover. The hood on my back, the whole world on my shoulders. I used to move boulders, now I move music. World star Tony got the world moving to it. Top notch goon gang, it's a goon thing. You with a ball swing, worry about your move swing.
Yeah, nobody said they doing it better, so please. Been grinding since day one, for competition we already won. Close to the NYC, through the tunnels where you wanna be. Just follow the signs when it all flies.
Initiating shutdown sequence.